We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, but we're starting Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. This is the second Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Basar Behema Tahira, Becholov Behema Tahira. That's also Levashal Vasabahana. We know besides the Issa Achila, there's Issa Bishal, you're not allowed to cook Basar and Cholov together, milk and meat, and you're not allowed to have Anah from it, even if you don't cook it, a guy cooks it. You're still not allowed to eat it. It's asr bahana. Firstly, you're not allowed to eat it. And also, you're asr bahana. You can't do business with it. You can't sell it. You can't give it to the animal. You can't give it to someone else. So that's all when it's a behemah tahira and a chalav behemah tahira. A basa behemah tahira and a chalav behemah tahira. And the Tanakam holds that includes a behemah chaya and a oif, a wild animal and a bird as well. But what does it come to exclude? Basa behemah tahira, a chalav behemah tahira. But if you cook a piece of cow's meat with milk from a camel or basa behema tameya, or you cook some camel's meat bechalav behema tayra with chalav behema tayra mut levashim mut ana. It's mut levashim mut ana. You can't eat it. You know why? Because it's tameya. You can't eat it. But it's mut levashim mut ana. There's no iser basa bechalav on a behema tameya. Say in the chalav a behema tameya or the meat of behema tameya. Rabbi Kiva Eimer chayev va'oif einam in a tayra. Rabbi Kiva is a second sheet here. He says no. Only behemah tahira has the isabas of chalav. Chayiv v'if ena min ha'tahira. Shenema lo yisavashal gadi b'chalev ima gimel pam. It says in the Torah three times, you shouldn't cook lo yisavashal gadi b'chalev ima. It says the word gadi, Rashi learned, the word gadi. Prat l'chaya v'lo'if v'behemah t'meya. It's three mutim. Gadi v'lo'ichaya. Gadi and not a'if. And gadi not behemah t'meya. And you could have said gadi, which means a goat, is a goat and not a cow. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about that. But coming lafuke chaya oif and behemet meya. So that's what Kiva Shita. Reza Glili Oimer Nemar loyseichel kol nevela v'nemar loyseivash shogdi b'chalev imoy. Actually, in the same pasuk it says loyseichel kol nevela, and at the end of that pasuk it says loyseivash shogdi b'chalev imoy. This is a pasuk chalav, and we dash like this: es she'asher m'shem nevela. Anything as an iser nevela also levash b'chalav. You now cook b'chalav. So therefore, Bechaya, or Behema and Achaya, both have the Issa Nevela. It's also Vash V'chalav. Oif should also be like that, because Oif is also Nevela. Oif should also be Shum Nevela. Yachi also Vash V'chalav, which also cook with milk. Tamalei Mechalei V'imai. Yotza Oif she'en lechalei V'im. Comes to exclude Oif that does not have milk. Oif does not have milk at all. And therefore, Oif is excluded from the parish of Vash V'chalav. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, only Behema and Achaya. And Tanakama was all three. There are three shittas. Tanakama says, Behema chaya oif will have minat Torah, basa b'chal. Like Tosha speaks out, the maskal basar. Who had then basa oif will have the asa minat Torah. So the Tanakama was all three are asa minat Torah. Rav Akiva says, only behema, not chaya and oif. Rav Yisrael says, only behema and chaya have minat Torah, and not oif. So these are three shittas. So technically, when all the Gemara says that when Oif is not minat Torah, we say it's Rabbi Kiva, it's really Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Glili as well. It's not only Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Glili also agrees to Rabbi Kiva, Lagabi Oif, and therefore there'll be a reason maybe to paskin that way because it's two against one. So maybe, Master Shem, over to learn, we learn the sugars, maybe we'll go into the Allah Kalamaisa, but the Chariot should come out from here, that by Oif maybe it's only Midrabanam because there's two Tanayim in our Mishnah like that. But we'll get to that maybe in a different time, Master Shem. So after Gemara, Minan Emili. How do we know that the word gadi means a para? So gadi is in the goat family. How do you know it means in the sheep, the ox, cow? How do you know it means those animals? Who said it? Says gadi. Mine says gadi, which means a little young goat. Amar Rav Lazar Makra, the pasuk says Vayishach Yudas gadi ha'izim. And it wants to say goats. It specifies gadi ha'izim. Mashma, a regular gadi can mean any animal, any young animal. It's called a gadi, and not dafka. Not dafka izim, not dafka goats. On my crop, Yishach Yehuda is gedi izim. Khan, on top of Rambam now, gedi izim. By Yehuda, where it says that pasuk, that's gedi izim. There, Yehuda sent that for a present for his nus, and they didn't find anyone. That's there, it says gedi izim. How come Makom Shema gedi stam? I feel a paro rochel mashma. Anytime it's gedi stam, I feel a paro of a rochel mashma. Let's learn out from there. Why we learn out? Rashi says, Loshon Gzeri Shava, which is Lav Dafka. Rashi says, it means to learn. You're right. Usually it's Gdi's time, but there's Gdi'izim. So let's learn. Just like Dir Gdi means Izim, every other time Gdi means Izim also. V'leil Fenei, Ksiv Kra Achrina, Ves Oiro is Gdi'a Izim. It says in the Pasuk by Rivka that Yaakov Avinu put on like skins of Gdi'izim. So there is also Gdi Ha'izim. Just as they're playing Gdi's, Mashi, we have to speak out. So it's another pasuk. Now you have two pesukim that have to specify. Have leishtek suvim kan gdi izim. How come? Because the gdi stam. I feel parvarachel mashma gdi means in parvarachel. You may would have learned that. It says twice in two different parashas, Gedeizim. Actually, Tosfos points out that it says multiple times in those parashas, Gedeizim, but they each consider one. But in two parashas, it has to specify Gedeizim. If you can learn that from one, just say one time Gedeizim. I know every time the Gedeizim means Dafka goats. But since it specifies every time one to say Izim, it specifies Izim, Mashma, every other time, Gedeizim means, Stam Gedeizim means any animal. Honich lamadem alamdim. Alamadem alamdim. What are you going to say called lamadem alamdim? So tomorrow, train me yutik sivi. It says izim ha izim. In both psukim it says gdi ha izim. Irish gdi gdi ha izim. It says both times ha izim. To teach us only over here is izim and nowhere else. And therefore we can't learn out from there. So the bottom line is, we know gdi means includes all other kosher animals because it says, because gedi does not dafka mean a goat, stam gedi means any animal. That's what comes out.
Will you not eliminate chayas?
Chay and oif, to eliminate them? Because extra words. That's what Rav Akiva, you don't eliminate it, but we'll use it for something else. But according to Rav Akiva, it's extra words. Why say three times? Let's vashu gedi. It says three times in the parasha, so each one's might something else. That's what it's for. And Rashi will speak out later on, which is also the gift of Yoshaila, is that technically gedi, the whole, even the first gedi is extra. Because since gedi means any behemoth, it should just say behemoth. Why did it say gedi? Coming to lafuke is something. So therefore, according to Rekiva, one's lafuke chaya, one's lafuke oif, and one's lafuke behemoth man. Zog to Gemara. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't make six drushes from the word gedi, and the word is an ass, it's only time it says three, so how do you make six? Omar Shmuel. Gedi le rabbis es achelef. If someone cooks chelef fat with milk, he's osir, he's over isabas of chalav. If he eats it, he's over isabas of chalav. Even though it's a chiddush because chalav is osir already, so it's like ain isachal isir. But gedi l'rabbis a chalav is an isabas of chalav also on chalav. It's like it's coming to the rabbis that there is isachal isir technically. Gedi l'rabbis a chalav, gedi l'rabbis a mesa. Mesa is a nevela. This marba nevela also has the isir to eat as basav of chalav. The third limud is gedi l'rabbis a sholil. The gedi is marba, the fetus of a behema. It also has din basav v'chalav. You have to know what the havmi would be not. Maybe the havmi, it's like it's a different type of limb. It's not considered meat. But my rabbi says, the fourth drasha gedi lahoitzis adam, to exclude dam. If you eat dam with chalav, you have to cook together. You're not even basav v'chalav because dam is not meat. How do we know? Because gedi lahoitzis dam. That's coming lafuka, the sack of the behemah. That does not have the meat. That's coming lafuka, behemah temeya. It's going to Tanakama. The only thing that would be mayat, excluding, is behemah temeya. So those are three drashas from the word gedi. What are the three drashas? Temar b'chelev, mar b'nevelo, mar b'sholol, to exclude dam, exclude shilya, and exclude behemah temeya. Now why say b'chalev imoy three times? B'chalev imoy teach us b'loy b'chalev zacha. So Rashi learns b'chalev zacha means that if it had cholov mu'at min adadim, could go in him nishtana b'hoi loy dadim, if it's like a nace happened and the zacha would have dadim and have milk, it would not be awesome. So Shaila, what Rashi means, it means a human or means a behemah? Rashi means a behemah zacha, but I think there's a little discussion like this in Shulchan Aruch, if I remember correctly. But Rashi has shikul ma'ashmai, dadim usually means on a person, not on a not a behema. Kapalim b'leiv b'chalev zachar. B'chalev imay b'leiv b'chalev shchuta. B'chalev imay b'leiv b'chalev temeya. So three miyutim from chalev imay. First of all, no chalev zachar. Not also no chalev shchuta. Chalev shchuta means after it's geshachten, you took out the milk. So that's not it's not ready to be a mother anymore because it's already geshachten. The deal is no iser basav chalev on that milk that's you found in the animal after it's shechted. But loy b'chalav temeya, a behema temeya. Not by a chalav behema temeya. So and there also that we come lafuke because it's b'chalav imay. The imay couldn't be a temeya. How do we know from the word gedi? So chalav imay is saying that it won't be the chalav of behema temeya. Because if not, how do you receive the word imay? It's not a temeya. There it is because the mother we know is a kosher animal. Therefore, we come exclude the chalav temeya. So we have six drashas from gedi and three drashas from chalev imay. That's good. So now the six drashas from gedi is shver. Hatlas of gedi ksev and anshisa darshinim. We dash from six things out of the word gedi and it only says to three times. So the Gemara, kesava Shmuel issechal isser ve issechelev umesem echad kra nafki. So We're going to look at Rashi's second girsa. Rashi's second girsa is not that he holds Issachal Isser, but he learns out from the word Gedida Issachal Isser. And once you learn out that it's Chal Isser, so you don't need two psukim for Chalev and Mesa, for Chalev and Avela, they're both from the same pasuk. Once it's even a Gedi, that the Isser Pasukov is Chal and Chalev, it's also Chal and Avela, same thing. It's Chal and Isser. It's Chal and Isser. It comes to Pasukov, it's Chal and Isser. So therefore, Shmuel, they learn out Isser Chal Isser, the Isser Chalev and Mesa, Mechad Kra and Nafki. Rashi's Gersh, his new Gersh is, at the Hachi Asiram, Chalev and Mesa, Mechad Kra and Nafki. And leave out the words Isser Chal Isser, because the Lima, he doesn't really hold Isser Chal Isser, the Lima is from Gedi. Well, which we'll discuss in a second. So the first thing is, one Gedi takes care of Chalev and Mesa, that's Chal. Okay. Dam, you don't need a Pasuk. Dam nami lav gdihu. Dam is pasha, it's not gdi. You don't need a pasuk for that. Vashilya nami and the sack also you don't need a pasuk. Pershavamu. It's a piece of waste. It's not something that we know it's not meat. It's obvious it's not meat. So we still have two more. Pashalu trei chada rabbis sasholil vechalamut behemetameya. So Takov, out of the six things, we combined two of them into one, Mesa and Chalev, and then two of them we took out. The dam and shili we took out. We don't need Joshua for that. And therefore, the three is enough because now you're left with three. If you take six, turn two into one, mix it to five, and take out two, it's three. Three left, and that's how you learn out from three words gedi. Breiti marakasha v'shava Shmuel isachal isa. Does Shmuel hold isachal isa? We're saying now the ma'isa Shmuel holds the ma'isa. It's basav v'chalav on chelav, and it's basav v'chalav on dam. Ah, not on dam. Basav v'chalav on nevela, and basav v'chalav on chelav. So he holds isachal isa. Shmuel said, "B'shem is Rabbi Rabbi Lazar. Menai in lekoyin. How do we know? Or some regards to Eliezer. Menai in lekoyin tamei. She'achol truma tamei. How do we know if a truma became tamei before, and then the koyin become tamei? And now usually, if a koyin tamei eats truma, he gets karis. It's a misdei shemaim. He gets misdei shemaim. It's a lav in the Torah. It's misdei shemaim actually." So how do we know that a koyin tamei she'achol truma tamei she'ainu b'misa? He does not get misa b'shemaim. Only something that's royal to be eaten, but something that's ready mechulales, it's not chal. The iser koyin tame on that.
When is
there iser karas? Is when it's a truma tameira. When it's truma tameira. When a koyin tame eats truma tameira. Here it's truma tame, so it's also ready from four. So basically, he holds ain iser chal al iser because he hasn't eaten the pasuk. So the kasha is here. He says basav chal is chal on chelav, and there he says it doesn't work. So I want three tutsim. If boy is in ba'alma ischal iser, really old ischal iser all over shas. Ah, what's pshat by truma? He holds not. Shani Austin, the miyat rachmon amesu boy. There's a miyat amesu boy. That's why there it's saying there a mechalalas ve'med is if the truma already is not edible. There's no iser. There's no chiyav misa. That's one pshat. The boy is in ba'alma ksav shmuel ain ischal iser. Best me holds really ain ischal iser like he holds by truma. That's really his go-to. But Shani Hacha, the Rabbi Rachman Agdi. Here, the Torah is Rabbi from the word Agdi. So therefore, here, it's Chal. And the third Torah is Vayezema, Hadideh Had Rabbi. Taka, he holds Issachal Issa. And there he's saying, Vashem is Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi points out that he didn't actually hear from his Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer because he was much earlier than him. Rabbi Eliezer was in the days of the Churban. He was in the Talmid of Yechim Ben Zakkai. And Shmuel was from the last Dairis. So he's saying that the mamish they weren't even close to each other, but this was his rabbi that he heard from his rabbi. And from his rabbi, this was considered like this is his messiah from Rabbi Eliezer. Al kapanim, bottom line is the three tutsim, and Shmuel either doesn't hold this Eliezer or he does hold. It's telling the three tutsim. Ba'imene Rav Achtave Bar Ami Mirav. Maybe the only isabasim chalav is bechalev imoy is only chalav that the behemah reached the stage that the behemah is nursing already has that behemah has offspring and the behemah is nursing already. Maybe if the behemah never gave birth and just had milk was getting prepared to give birth, maybe that's not called chalav. Hamavashal bechalev gedish loy nikamau. Amalei, I'll bring you a raya from Shmuel. With the tzrichlo Shmuel lemeimar bechalev imoy lebechalav zachar, zachar would lost bechalav aim. Only a zachar, which will never become an aim, never roy to become an aim, is there no din bas b'chalav avon. Hi, kivon the bal l'chal aim. Since this behemah could come l'chal aim, could become a mother, also avada it's also. It's right from Shmuel, and he's a meat for zachar. Avada is called milk. L'gab everything else. Itmar hamavashal chalav b'chalav. Mamish our shaila that we had a Shmuel. Shmuel said that there is Isser of even achila by chalev. Here we have a question like this. If someone cooks cholav b'chalev, what's the halacha? He cooks cholav and chalev. Chalev is maybe a shekel meat. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chad Omar. But chalev, remember, is not allowed to be eaten. It's alive on chalev. And the Chiv Karas actually on chalev. Rav Ami, Rav Asi. Chad Omar loike, you get malchus, Omar loike. You don't get malchus. It means if you warn him for basa b'chalev, you get malchus. One says you do get malchus, one says you get malchus. The one who says you get malchus, he holds issachal issa. Therefore, basa b'chalav is not chal chalav. May I ask the machlokes? So the Gemara, no, I'm a few pshatim. We have three pshatim in to say the beer on machlokes. Three other pshatim. Loi, the kuliyama ain't issachal issa. Etzem ain't issachal issa. So therefore, achila, the kuliyama loi pligi loi loki. Avad, they don't get malchus on achila. It's also already out chalav. Ki pligi the machlokes are bishul. There's no issa to cook regular chalav. So now basa b'chalav is a new issa. So maybe that's what it means. Keep the abishal. Mandem are like chad esuru. It's a new iser, the iser bishal. So if I cook basar b'chalav with, and the basar is chaylev over here, you're right, I can't eat it. But is it iser of cooking basar b'chalav? Mandem are any like lahaki afgerach mara lachil b'lash bishal. Why does the Torah say loisav vashal gedib chaylev? But we know one of the pshatim in the Gemara later on, loisav vashal, one of them means iser achila. Why do you use lashon bishal? To teach us, like the topic of Yudalid, Kivin Dalachil Eloki, Abishon Eloki, that Keknipt and Gebinden, that if in a place where there's no Isser Achila, no Malkus for Achila, you can't have Malkus and Bishol either. And since over here, we hold any Isser Chal Isser, we're saying Kuliyam like that, so it's not Chal any Malkus of Achila. So it can't be Chal Malkus and Bishol.
What about if you look at the milk Shabbat?
What?
What about if you're referencing this, the milk of it?
Right.
The milk is not
Achila. Yeah, but the milk has Tam of Chalavin inside it. The milk has time of chaylev in it, so the chaylev is also ready anyway. The chaylev also, you always need basar chalav is always a combination. The chiz basar chalav is there's no milk. The bot is combination. The iser is the combination of two. So the ma'aser, anytime you have this combination, it's also ready to eat. Al chaylev, it's also the chaylev bread. So therefore, it's chal. It's not chal. Can't be chal. Chaylev has to create the basar chalav. It can't be chal on chaylev. So we're saying with this, ain't iser chalav is you can't create iser achila. The chaylev can create iser bishul. That's the question. And the shaila is it tali, then what's the biyam machlekes? If it's tali in the achila, that's the biyam machlekes. V'yikadami the opposite. V'yikadami a bishul kulam aloy pligid lucky. Everyone agrees he chayiv on bishul. Why? Because the ma'isa, the bishul was never issa before that on bishul. Ki pligi, so what is the machlekes? Everyone agrees that if you're a vashul, chaylev in chalav, there's an issa basa b'chalav because that was never asa before. You let it cook chalav. There was no issa before. So about that like we just said before, shy idea. Here saying that wasn't issa b'chalav. It's here everyone agrees lucky. Ki pligi achila man da'ama ein loika da'ein issa chal issa. We're going al kulam ein issa chal issa really. So bishul for sure it's chal, but pligi achila man da'ama ein loika da'ein issa chal issa. Man da'ama loika is like this, the opposite. It's Kipton and Gebinden the opposite way. Mandam Aloika, Lahoki Afghan, Mandam Lachila Lash Bishol. Why the cool Lash and Lachila Bishol? Keeping that Bishol Lachi, Achila Nami Lachi. Since you chayiv on Bishol, you chayiv also on the Achila. It's like Tolly's never said. Since you chayiv on the Bishol, which you said is partial, you chayiv on Achila also. So that's the second Mahalach and the Biyam Machlaikis. But Bayesim, the third Mahalach, Ma'amachod, my Pligid, they're not Tanam Machlaikis. One's talking about Bishol and one's talking about Achila. They're arguing. Once it's like, it means abishal. Once it's like, ain't like, it means anachila. That's what comes out from the three shittas over here. What? It's all these three shittas are coming out, actually, that ain't ischal issa. In the first lashon, we're saying ain't ischal issa, and the machlekes says, could bishal be chal. That's the first lashon. The second lashon is, kulam ain't ischal issa, bishal shor chal, because no issa. Question is, do I schlept achila with the bishal? And the third mahalach is, one's talking about bishul, one's talking about achila, but about the ein ischal issa. All three mahalachim are going with ein ischal issa. And the Maratak has a kasha now on that. Meisvei, I'm asking you a kasha. I'm a vashel b'mei chalav. If someone cooks b'mei chalav, if someone cooks meat in the whey of milk, whey means like it's certain liquid that separates from the milk. So halacha is its potter. That's number one. Dam shebishlu b'chalav potter. Dam also, they cooked with chalav, it's potter. Like we learned before, the dam is excluded. Ho'atzomois v'agidim, the bones, the tendons, v'arkanayim, the horns, v'tafayim, the hooves, shebashlam b'chalav, you cooked it with chalav potter, because that's not meat. Hapigul vanoisav atomei, those things are also the gemit. Shabrisim v'cholav chay, you are chay. So you see that issa chal issa. It's meforish. Pigul nois tomei has issa bas v'cholav. So how can you tell me ain issa chal issa? So it's not shver. Hay tanis ova, issa chal issa. There's plenty of tanoim like that who hold issa chal issa, and therefore it's not shver to say that iser chal iser, because plenty of tanoim hold like that. All of a shas is that this mandiyam, this price is going, this price is going according to that, this tesef is going according to that mandiyam. It's not shver and all the other shitas.
What's tummy again? Tummy.
What? How is the tummy? Tummy means tummy. No, it means a piece of basar that became tummy. A piece of basar kodesh that became tummy. Yeah.